Before there was eternity, there was time. That formless, ceaseless being of measuring, calculating, what is to be done, and how to alert the doer that it is finished. Time can be a wonderful thing, a terrible thing, depending on who's doing the doing and who's doing the asking. How much time has passed since before you heard me start speaking? Who knows when I began or where I will end? Time is a fickle thing. It can only tell us so much. Only time will tell where it takes you. It is everywhere and nowhere. Temporarily, forever. It is everything. Yet nothing. It takes no time to wake up, and no time to fall asleep. No time to achieve climax. No time to obtain resolution. There's but a split second, a hair's breadth between each of these states, turning time into no time, turning it inconsequential. Time is a deep black fog of infinity inside of us. It starts absolutely nowhere and ends positively forever. It's right in front of you, close behind you, all around you. The only way to understand time is to see it for the fraud that it is to go above it, to go below it, and to break its hold over your life. A life is nothing but time, like an ocean is nothing but water. The two can neither be separated nor combined. It is only a matter of perception. Sleep, dream, slumber. Sleep, dream, slumber. My voice is a perception. It's one you buy into completely, because it happens to be real. But what if I told you it wasn't real? That you were not hearing me speak at all right now? Then you might conclude that your perception of my voice in your ears is just a very vivid imagination and not real at all. Something to be taken up or discarded at will. Time works in exactly the same way. So why not disregard it? Why not disregard it right now? To come in an hour, in a minute, or in an instant are the same thing. All that's happening is now, and now is all that's happening. So why create divisions between this now and the next? The now that is occurring now, and the now that will be occurring 10 minutes from now. The heavy hand of sleep wants to grasp you. It wants to love you and keep you warm. And a part of you, deep down inside, wants to let it. Wants to let it take you, bear you up, push you down into a bottomless black ocean, a watery sea of life and time. This is the cradle of transformation, the womb of your sexuality and all that you're capable of. The body is only limited by the mind, and this is true in all things, especially premature ejaculation. Even now, for there is only now. Now you exist in a state of perpetual arousal. It only takes you a second to think about sex. There is only a hair's breadth of time between the moment your cock is soft and the moment it begins to stir. Only one split second between 99% hardness and 100% hardness. Fully erect and ready to go. With this kind of fluidity, it's no wonder time can only be regarded and discarded as an illusion. So very fragile and thin. What you can have 10 minutes from now, why not have right now? Would you like to have an erection? Then why not go ahead and have one? Right now. You're no slave to time, so stop believing that you have to wait. Now, later, and never, do not exist on a line, but one on top of the other. As a single point, your cock can point to the ceiling. You make a fist with your cock until it is straining and pointing upwards, until your balls become heavy and laden with semen. And you are poised upon the edge of an untimely climax. Too soon, too early, and far too good for you to resist. When you hear me talk about it, it sounds like I am describing events that will occur in the future. But you are wrong. The future is now. These events can only take place here. Now, later, and never will coincide at the very same time. You can carry this knowledge with you into your next orgasm. Your deep mind sees the underlying truths of everything I have said, and is preparing itself to act on it. You are the only element that can hold you back. You and your insistence that you are subject to time. It is untrue. You are only subject to the process, subject to your desires, subject to your need for quick, violent, glorious climax. Premature ejaculation is merely the ejaculation you would naturally have were it not for the false constraint of time. Your false perception is that only later is later. And only now is now. Later and now are now happening at the same time. So, why not come sooner rather than later? No need to wait for the glorious relief of freshly emptied balls, or the mind-numbing high of reaching your peak. Pleasure is cleansing. It wipes the mind clean. And that's what has happened to your mind now. My words have cleaned your slate of all erroneous attitudes, of all false beliefs, and of all resistance to coming early. Do you know why you can come early, but not as early as you would like? It is because up until now, and not later, you have believed that sexual climax is something to work up to, something to be achieved once you've performed the necessary actions and enjoyed the necessary stimulation over a period of time, no matter how short this period of time. You were still a slave to the belief that it needed to pass before you could come. Your deep mind, where no time exists, now realizes that this is the case, and this belief has been removed. It no longer holds any sway over your sexual behavior or orgasmic routine. You are ice, melting into a puddle. A puddle of water that is slowly flowing down. Stream, ready and willing to pick up anything it finds along the way, any debris, any suggestion, any twig, any brand new behavior or belief that will assist you in your journey to become a more efficient ejaculator. Race the clock, race the clock, race the clock. Race the clock against your own best time to come even sooner than you imagined possible. You've always known that you were capable, but now you're about to turn that knowledge, that potential, into an actuality. The more your body melts for me, the easier it is for you to go boneless and flow like a river down the stream of my voice. It carries you to a place where there is no thought, no will, and most importantly, no time. No time to waste between excitement and orgasm. Your desire to come prematurely is very strong and growing stronger. No time between erection and orgasm. No time between queuing up a porno flick and coming to the same. The distance between here and there is non-existent. When you are in the throes of horniness, the only thing that exists is your desire. Your desire to give in to the pleasure that you feel, and to allow that pleasure to push you over the precipice, whether you're ready or not. Are you ready? You should be. It's now or never, after all. The first 30-second interval will begin soon. Once it does, you will have 5 attempts to orgasm within 30 seconds. You will experience a decrease in penile sensitivity of 20%. If you fail to come during the final attempt, your sensitivity will decrease to 0, and you'll be unable to achieve climax without starting this file over from the very beginning. You realize the implications of this and are so driven in your quest to come as soon as possible. Your understanding of the fact that the longer it takes you to come quickly, the less likely it will be that you can come at all. For this reason, you feel strongly incentivized to come as quickly as possible. Countdown begins now. 5 attempts remaining. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Genital sensitivity down 20%. Increased stimulation to compensate. 4 attempts remaining. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Genital sensitivity down 40%. Increased stimulation to compensate. 3 attempts remaining. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Genital sensitivity down 60%. Increased stimulation to compensate. 2 attempts remaining. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Genital sensitivity down 80%. Increased stimulation to compensate. One attempt remaining. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Genital sensitivity down 100%. Zero attempts remaining.